Exame Final Nacional de Inglês, Prova 550, Primeira Fase, Ensino Secundário, 2017. 11º ano de escolaridade, continuação bienal. Vai agora realizar o grupo 1, compreensão do oral. Deve escutar com muita atenção e seguir as instruções. Mesmo que não compreenda alguma parte, deve continuar a resolver a prova e manter-se em silêncio. Este grupo é composto por 6 itens relativos a 2 textos, texto A e texto B. Esses itens encontram-se no enunciado. Antes de ouvir cada texto, disporá de alguns segundos para ler as respectivas questões. Vai ouvir cada texto 2 vezes. Enquanto estiver a ouvir, pode anotar as suas respostas no enunciado. Lembre-se de que terá de as registar posteriormente na folha de respostas. Disporá de alguns segundos no final de cada audição para registar e verificar as suas respostas. Atenção, toda a prova será em inglês. Vire agora a página do enunciado para dar início à compreensão do oral.
Text A. You will hear a news item about coffee capsules. For items 1.1 to 1.5, choose the correct option, A, B, or C. On your answer sheet, write only the numbers and the letters. Read items 1.1 to 1.5 on your paper. You have 45 seconds to read them. Now listen. Welcome to Green News Flash. Today we are going to talk about coffee capsules, or pods as they're sometimes called. Since the virtues of the machines using these capsules were first praised a decade ago, the world's gone crazy for coffee machines using them. Because consumers find that these coffee makers produce better coffee than the coffee produced by old cafetières, the gadgets have found their way into millions of homes and workplaces. Their key ingredient? Sleek, colourful capsules packed with ground coffee. Each pod contains 5 to 6 grams of ground coffee and provides a single serving at the push of a button. Sales of these capsules in Britain have risen by 30% in just a year, with more than 500 million sold in 2015. We now drink almost 2.5 cups of coffee for every one of tea, 2.1 billion versus 874 million annually, which means that the famous national obsession with tea is much less part of our daily life than it used to be. The rise of coffee culture has changed how much tea we drink. But do you know that coffee pods are seriously damaging the planet? Their soaring popularity comes at a shocking cost, with billions of pods ending up in landfills every year worldwide. Made from plastic and aluminium, they can take as long as 500 years to break down. As the machines become a must-have all around the world, the environmental toll is rising. Matthew Scott, one of the most outspoken critics of capsule coffee, became so frustrated with the environmental waste from pods that he developed capsules made from plant fibres that break down within 6 months of being composted. They cost around 30p each, the same as the aluminium capsules. He also says coffee drinkers should vote with their wallets. They should boycott all types of packaging which are overpolluting. As pod sales soar, and the mountains of plastic and aluminium waste get higher, I think it's time for caffeine lovers who care about the environment to wake up and smell the coffee. Listen again. Welcome to Green News Flash. Today we are going to talk about coffee capsules, or pods as they're sometimes called. Since the virtues of the machines using these capsules were first praised a decade ago, the world's gone crazy for coffee machines using them. Because consumers find that these coffee makers produce better coffee than the coffee produced by old cafetières, the gadgets have found their way into millions of homes and workplaces. Their key ingredient? Sleek, colourful capsules packed with ground coffee. Each pod contains 5 to 6 grams of ground coffee and provides a single serving at the push of a button. Sales of these capsules in Britain have risen by 30% in just a year, with more than 500 million sold in 2015. We now drink almost 2.5 cups of coffee for every one of tea, 2.1 billion versus 874 million annually, which means that the famous national obsession with tea is much less part of our daily life than it used to be. The rise of coffee culture has changed how much tea we drink. But do you know that coffee pods are seriously damaging the planet? Their soaring popularity comes at a shocking cost, with billions of pods ending up in landfills every year worldwide. Made from plastic and aluminium, they can take as long as 500 years to break down. As the machines become a must-have all around the world, the environmental toll is rising. Matthew Scott, one of the most outspoken critics of capsule coffee, became so frustrated with the environmental waste from pods that he developed capsules made from plant fibres that break down within 6 months of being composted. They cost around 30p each, the same as the aluminium capsules. He also says coffee drinkers should vote with their wallets. They should boycott all types of packaging which are overpolluting. As pod sales soar and the mountains of plastic and aluminium waste get higher, I think it's time for caffeine lovers who care about the environment to wake up and smell the coffee. Now check your answers. That is the end of listening A. Text B. You will hear three young people talking about the environment. For item 2, match the names, Luke, Mary or Ali, in column A, with the ideas they express in column B. All the ideas apply. On your answer sheet, write only the names and the numbers. Now, read the ideas in column B. You have 15 seconds to read them. Now, listen. We spoke with young people from around the world about why it's hard for some of them to care about the environment and the little things that give them hope. Let's listen to them. Luke Young, 18, England.
For what it's worth, I think young people are one of the main groups in society that do actually care about climate change. In my own experience, when you talk about climate change and saving the planet, older people look at me as if I'm a hippie from the 70s. I always thought, as a child, that climate change was an issue that was being solved and that we were all going to be fine. Then, when I was 13, I saw people on the news opposing the construction of wind turbines on the green hills near their homes, and they won. I couldn't believe it. It was then I realised that, in fact, people not only denied the existence of climate change, but also opposed the methods to stop it. They were blinded by their desire to have a beautiful countryside around them.
Mary Anderson, 19, Australia.
It's the "you only live once" motto that worries me. A couple of years ago, when I was in school, I was talking with my classmates about pollution and climate change. I remember this boy laughing at our conversation and saying something like, "Even if you care, the earth is going to end anyway." I was so shocked. People like that boy are the reason why people don't dare to actually do something for our world. It makes me angry. Sometimes it's really hard for me to stay hopeful because I'm always reading about air pollution, climate change, and the disappearing Arctic, and so on. But what gives me hope is to know that I'm not alone. I mean, there are people who are working for our planet.
Ali Abad, 17, Mauritania.
I come from a country that relies heavily on fishing. This helps to feed the population. Only this month, dead fish were found on the shore near the city with traces of mercury in them. This poses an environmental problem as well as an economic one for the fishermen. And I come from a city that lies below sea level and is very fragile when there's rain because of rising water levels. And the rise in temperature is also causing a lot of problems. If anything gives me hope, it's the work of prominent thinkers and NGOs. They work all over the world pushing politicians and big corporations to make decisions to combat climate change.
Listen again. We spoke with young people from around the world about why it's hard for some of them to care about the environment and the little things that give them hope. Let's listen to them. Luke Young, 18, England.
For what it's worth, I think young people are one of the main groups in society that do actually care about climate change. In my own experience, when you talk about climate change and saving the planet, older people look at me as if I'm a hippie from the 70s. I always thought, as a child, that climate change was an issue that was being solved and that we were all going to be fine. Then, when I was 13, I saw people on the news opposing the construction of wind turbines on the green hills near their homes, and they won. I couldn't believe it. It was then I realised that, in fact, people not only denied the existence of climate change, but also opposed the methods to stop it. They were blinded by their desire to have a beautiful countryside around them.
Mary Anderson, 19, Australia.
It's the "you only live once" motto that worries me. A couple of years ago, when I was in school, I was talking with my classmates about pollution and climate change. I remember this boy laughing at our conversation and saying something like, "Even if you care, the earth is going to end anyway." I was so shocked. People like that boy are the reason why people don't dare to actually do something for our world. It makes me angry. Sometimes it's really hard for me to stay hopeful because I'm always reading about air pollution, climate change, and the disappearing Arctic, and so on. But what gives me hope is to know that I'm not alone. I mean, there are people who are working for our planet.
Ali Abad, 17, Mauritania.
I come from a country that relies heavily on fishing. This helps to feed the population. Only this month, dead fish were found on the shore near the city with traces of mercury in them. This poses an environmental problem as well as an economic one for the fishermen. And I come from a city that lies below sea level and is very fragile when there's rain because of rising water levels. And the rise in temperature is also causing a lot of problems. If anything gives me hope, it's the work of prominent thinkers and NGOs. They work all over the world pushing politicians and big corporations to make decisions to combat climate change.
Now check your answers. That is the end of Listening B. That is the end of Group 1. Thank you.